And I think this came up for me when I thought about some, trying to find this page here, some moments of descriptions in Guantanamo. Just give me one sec. So, one of the things that I heard talk of was being prevented from exercising control of bodily functions that are typically loci of bodily control. So, from detainees just released from Guantanamo, some talked about being processed for 8 to 10 hours by U.S. troops at Bagram Airfield, based skimpily dressed in freezing cold weather, made to walk in circles with bare feet on sand mixed with shards of glass, denied use of toilets, urinating and defecating on themselves, and then shackled in stress positions for 8 to 10 hours, hooded en route to Guantanamo. And I think my sense here is that peeing or shitting on oneself because one's denied more decent forms of relief is a salient form of experiencing oneself as an agent, a doer without agency. One lets oneself do it. And so the case is not like that of a toddler who's not yet mastered bladder or sphincter control, nor like that of an infirm person who's lost it,